Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sunday Central. Very, very busy 2 hours coming up with the early starts at both Donald and Ladbrokes Park at Sandown today. Plenty happening in the world of AFL. John Rowell's going to be along with all the updates. 5 games of footy today after the Queensland snap lockdown. Teams were quick to relocate. We'll have all the latest information there with you with Ralphie. Trav Noon at 10:42 will take you through the program at Donald. First event there, as we mentioned, at 11:35, 10 minutes before the first at Sandown, but racing commitments at Healesville to start just after 11 o'clock. We'll jump on the Form Express with Forbes, Kembla and the Sunshine Coast. Just a note for those fans of racing at Port Augusta, that meeting's been postponed today on the dirt. Rob Orber's game plan for Cranbourne, and also George Ferrugia with his look at the greyhounds at Sandown Park before we get stuck into the racing commitments for the morning. But huge meeting today at Ladbrokes Park Sandown. It's Grand National Hurdle Day. 3 fantastic jumps races to go with the flat racing. To go through the program with me, Harry White. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Really, really good program this, not only over the jumps, but also some really interesting flat races as well.
Yeah, it's a really, really good card. I'm quite excited. The jumps races in particular, as you mentioned, they just look like absolute crackers. Hopefully there's money to be made as well.
First event on the program is the Crisp Steeplechase, a time-honoured lead-up to the National, and this one over the 4,200 metres. There are no scratchings, field of six, but an elite field of six to run here. Social Element, unbeaten over fences, 240 in favourite. Big Blue, they took him to Cheltenham. He didn't jump the best at Pakenham, but you think he's going to benefit from that run, 440. Ablaze, we know he's a marvel over ground, $5. Flying Agent, $5. He probably needs to try and recapture some form from earlier on in the season. And then two really, really good chasers. Bit of a Lad and Riding High. You can have double figures, the pair of them. 13, Bit of a Lad, 14, Riding High. And Riding High is the Australian winner of this season. This is a terrific lineup, Harry. Social Element, $2.40 in favourite. Just to note, the jumps track is a heavy nine. So a heavy nine up the hill and to the outside, whereas the course proper, the lakeside, is a soft seven. So a fair bit of ground between those two circuits. Harry, the Chris Steeplechase, how do we get the day off to a winning start?
Oh, it's a really good race, Brendan. I wouldn't talk anyone out of backing anything in it. It's just six horses, but a class field. I think it's hard to knock the winning form of Social Element. 3 chase wins on the trot, the latter two winning. The winning margin was significant. He was really well weighted last time out. Does jump up to 69 here. But I'm with the market. I think he does it again. I'm actually quite happy. I'm going to say this is probably my best of the day. Ablaze was 16 lengths off Social Element last time out. Does meet him better at the weights. Will be fitter, seeing it was his first chase this prep. I'm not sure it's going to be enough to turn the tables, but he is a gun jumper. Lee Horner said after last start that Flying Agent would be better suited over bigger fences. Well, here we are. And I've chucked in a Bit of a Ladder's next best. Can make a case certainly for Big Blue and Riding High as well. I'll go 5-1-3-2.
5-1-3-2 from Harry. I'm going to go with Big Blue here, number 4. I think this might be a good day for Will McCarthy picking up the second stringers off Pateman. Big Blue, I think he needed the run at Pakenham. He knocked his confidence around middle of the back straight, the treble along the back. He got the middle one wrong and then the last one wrong, and I think that took a bit of wind out of his sails. He probably needed the run. He only beat San Remo, but I think he's a handy enough chaser at longer trips. And I think he's going to take plenty out of that pack. And they took him to Cheltenham, so he's a Galleywood winner. Don't forget that. He's had some time off the scene going to England and back again. But it's not going to surprise me at all if he comes out and gives this field a beating today. You would think he's going to be cherry ripe come National Day at the back end of August at Ballarat. But I think he can pick this off here, and he just might be the leader and run them along and score. Social Element, hard to knock him. He's been very good in his 3 runs over the fences. He's been good all prep. His run on the flat at Flemington was a cracker, but he did get in with a really lightweight last time there at Pakenham where he flogged the Dominator. This is his biggest test, though. He's taking on the real A-graders here, and I know he did beat Ablaze last time out, but you think Ablaze, with that run under his belt, is going to be ready to fire today. Just his jumping can be a little bit scratchy, and it might suit him at Sandown with only the 2 fences in the last 1,000. He's going to be better for this one again, you would think, heading to Ballarat. And then Flying Agent, Got too far back there in the Thackeray. It was just a run over the hurdles, but that was the way it was always probably going to be. Jump really high. I think he needs to be ridden close to the speed. If he's giving these horses too much of a start, I don't think he can reel them in. I'd like to see the tactics adopted that he had in the Brendan Dreschler hurdle, where he was right there up on the speed and try and outstay them a little bit. But happy to back Big Blue here. 4, 5, 1, and 3 for mine in the crisp. Onto the flat for race number two. It's a 3-year-old 64 over 1,200 metres. 3 Bodacity, 11 Wolf Rain come out here. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is 1. Cecil Street Lad, $3.10. My Numero Uno, $4.60. Another Engagement, $4.60. LTC, $6.50. Predetermined and Golden Monkey, a $10 chances. Harry, who are we tipping in race two?
I'll go with Predetermined. Resuming Gelded, I thought it jumped out nicely a few times leading into this prep. Won at Track and Trip last prep before a fourth placing in a stakes race at the Valley. Low draw, he'll go forward. Jockey trainer combos, well proven. And we can get a nice enough price. Cecil Street Lad and My Numero Uno come through the same race at Hillside. Cecil Street Lad won. I'm not knocking that. He looks progressive, gives the impression a furlong extra will prove advantageous. I just think My Numero Uno, who went around as favourite, was unlucky not to fight out the finish after being held up a few times. I just don't think there's much between them. And then another Engagement. It was a nice win at Moe on debut. Has a bit of market support. Goes in as next best. 2-1-4-8.
2-1-4-8 from Harry. I'm going to go with My Numero Uno, number 4. It was a good win on debut at Swan Hill. Settled close to the speed on that occasion and then got back and could have done with some clearer air at Sandown last time out. I think the extra trip is going to suit him, just as long as he's not too far back from that wide draw, with this race being on the lakeside circuit with the rail in the true. Cecil Street Lad, I thought, was a strong 1,000 on debut. Oliver takes over and will be up on the speed for a long way. Predetermined resumes, has a good draw, wasn't asked for much in a recent jump out, but was good. And then LTC absorbed a lot of pressure at Cranbourne that last time out and wasn't beaten far behind Frisson, who goes around later on in the day with a centre draw. He can press forward and be close to the speed. 4, 1, 2, and 5 for mine in the second event. Race number 3 is once again over the 1,200 metres. It is a class 1 for the 3-year-olds and up. Scratching is number 2, Juconi. Invincible Jet is the favourite for Oliver Waterhouse and bought at $3.50. So Risque at $5.50. And Amatu at $8. Nantucket at $8.50 with Orphans Trust. Apre Lemur, 9 Django's Express, best of the rest at $19, Harry.
I am thinking, Brendan, that there is some value with number 6, Just a Tribute. Did enough for mine last time out at Ballarat on a heavy deck after having a crack over the mile beforehand. Forget that run. 3 runs back, was less than 2 lengths off Foxy Frida. Prior to that, was half a length off Sir Davey here. That's good form for this. The bonus, Tommy Stockdale riding, claiming 2 kilos. At a big price, you can play each way. Invincible Jet in for second. His form north of the board is good, as was a recent Flemington jump out. I can understand the market support. He'll go straight to the front or near enough to. Orphans Trust won nicely first up on debut last prep, and a jump out leading into this was good. And Nantucket will be fitter second up now. Prior form is rock solid for a race like this. 6, 5, 11, 1.
6, 5, 11, 1 from Harry. I'm going with 5, Invincible Jet. Resumes really taken with the jump out there at Flemington. You know he'll be up on the speed. Ollie can utilise the low draw, and if Lakeside plays as Lakeside can play, up on the speed, close to the rail, there's no better place to be. Invincible Jet, I think, can win. So Risque in for second here, number 3. Didn't have a lot of room at Sandown here last time out off the back of the Swan Hill win. 1,300 back to 12 might be a little bit of a concern. But he'll run through the line strongly on the wet ground. 9 Twiggy Pop was impressive from off the speed in maiden grade at Warwick. Neville Patton might be against him here, though. And then number 11, Orphans Trust, best of the rest there. 5, 3, 9, 11 for me in race number 3. Back over the jumps for race number 4 on the program. This is the Ladbrokes Hurdle. 3,400 metres is the distance. Scratchings here are 1, Mr. 111, and 6, Savar. 1 and 6 come out of this event. Mwani Machine $1.95, Light Pillar $3.60, Tamarack $5.50, Karakoram $8.50, Zstar $11, Master Poet is a $19 chance over the smaller obstacles here in the 120. Harry, who are we tipping?
I'm going with Karakoram. I thought was good taking ground off Mwani Machine last time out. Has a weight swing in his favour between the pair. I also think he'll really appreciate the extra furlong and trip. The price differential, you know, look, Mwani Machine is deserved favourite. Don't get me wrong. I just think the price of Karakoram with a few factors I mentioned is too good to pass up. Mwani Machine can certainly win again. Sure to have plenty of fans. I will say he isn't the cleanest of jumpers at times, but he is talented. Stablemate Light Pillar won his jumps debut nicely last time out, has upside. And I was with Tamarack last week. He won nicely in his jumps debut. I'm just not sure about the strength of the field that he beat. There's more depth here for mine. 5-2-4-7.
5-2-4-7 from Harry. I'm going with Light Pillar number 4. I don't think he could have been more impressive second up there at Pakenham. He lumped 69.5 and beat Pueblo by 12. Pueblo's been round the mark in maiden hurdles all season. I think he might just be a cleaner jumper than number 2, Mwani Machine. He jumped okay at Pakenham. Went to this trip 2 starts ago on Australian Day and was beaten by Out and Dreaming. Just concerned about pressure jumping when the heat comes on from the second last and the last, whether or not he's going to have the fluency with the 71 kilos to execute the jumping right to still be there at the end. I think Light Pillow is a little bit more trustworthy, even though we've only seen him once. 5 Karakoram in for second. He'd been ridden on speed in his first couple of runs over the hurdles and was given time to balance up there at Pakenham, and he really hit the line well. He can do so again. And then 7 Tamarack, he was just far too good for them at Sale last time out. Admittedly, the favourite made a blue late on in the race, which helped his cause, but this will be his fourth run in 15 days, Tamarack, so you know he's going to be rock hard and fit in race number 4, the Ladbrokes Hurdle. 4-2-5-7 for mine. Feature event on the program, race number 5 is the Grand National Hurdle. Scratching is 4 Robbie Star, 4,200 metres the distance for the feature. And the favourite is Saunterboy, number 1 at 2.30, heads the Mar Eustace Brigade. Norway 3.70, Will John 3.60, Ina for Hay 9.50, Instigator 19, Wolf Tone at 21. Devon Miss 51, Fire Free 71, Mazaz the $101 roughie of the National Hurdle Field. Who are we tipping in the feature, Harry?
Well, look, one of the Mar and Eustace runners is expected to win. I'm in the corner of the favourite, Saunterboy. I thought his effort in a flat race last time out at Flemington was rock solid, as was his hurdle win 2 back. He only won the Australian hurdle 4 runs back. I just think his overall form is very hard to knock, and as such is deserved favourite. Norway went right on with it last start after a jumps debut win prior. I think he could certainly measure up here from what I've seen, as could Will John, 2 from 2 over the jumps, deserving of a crack. In the Grand National, and then outside of the Mara Nusis runners, Ina for Hay, next best, very exciting race, 1-2-7-6.
1-2-7-6 from Harry. I'm going to go with the rougher of the Mar Eustace 3 in Will John. Only gets 64 kilos, getting a stack of weight off Saunterboy. The trip's not going to be a problem for him. And I'm going to trust that he's might be a better jumper. He's got Grand Annual written all over him at some stage of his career. And I think he can beat them with the 64. He's the one I'm going to put my faith in with Will McCarthy. I think he can ride a treble today. Will Saunterboy in for second. He's flying over the hurdles and on the flat. His run at Flemington was very good. He flogged them in the Lafferty in the Australian. Jumping under pressure out to 4,200 metres and with the 69 kilos is the area that I'm happy to take him on at. Pateman likes to ride him wide, give him room and a look at his hurdles. If he's doing that over 4,200 metres up the hill twice at Sandown, it can be taxing. 6 is going in for 3rd. Ina for Hay has a big pull in the weights. He's probably a run short of where he wanted to be after that mishap, losing Tom Ryan at the first 2 runs ago. His run was okay at Warrnambool on really testing ground on a day where they couldn't really make ground. He got a long way back and he didn't help himself when he dropped the bit and got further back from them at the hurdle at around the 1700 metres. He would have appreciated it maybe a little bit drier than heading into the heavy range. And then number 2, Norway, very good in 2 hurdle appearances. He's jumped really well bar the last at Pakenham last time out. He's right in this race as well. 7, 1, 6 and 2 for mine in the National. Onto the flat for the Quaddie Leagues. Race number 6 is a benchmark 64 over 2,400 metres. 2, 11, 14, 17 and 18 come out. Swindon Lass is the favourite, 3.30. Heberide at $6. A lovely brown horse, $6.50. Soon at $8.50. Cracksman, $11. Arcadia Queen, $13. Myers Reward, $14. Who do we like in the first leg of the Quaddie, Harry?
I'm with the fave, Brendan. Looks a nice race for Swindon Lass. Filled the minor money last time out at Caulfield. Stepping up to 2,400 should suit. I just don't want to see her get a mile back and give herself too much to do, but I think she looks well-placed in a very winnable race. A lovely brown horse, probably the danger. Bit of a plain effort last time out, but it was a sweeper's race, and she had some difficulty obtaining clear running room. All efforts prior were solid. Heberite, the New Zealand import, sparks enough interest for me to go into my quaddie calculations, and Cernan goes in as next best in the quaddie as well. 15, 16, 6 and 3.
15, 16, 6 and 3 for Harry. I thought Swindon Lass was probably one of the better bets on the program. She won well at Mowi in heavy conditions, did a power of work at Caulfield last time out and battled really well, was beaten just over 2.25 lengths by Red Sander. We seen him run well again yesterday in town. I think if she can find a good spot close enough to the speed from the draw, I think she's just going to be too good for them. 5 in for second, Euroman. I thought he's run on the flat in a benchmark 70 before going to the jumps last time at Pakenham, was solid enough at 100-1. He wasn't beaten all that far. This is the first time he's been in 64 grade for a long, long time, and it might be where he's at now. His hurdling effort was just okay. Not sure he stays all that well to be competitive over the jumps. Then at 13, Myers Reward comes through the crew class race at Caulfield last week, and the Red Santa race at Caulfield. The run prior wasn't far off last time out, and then 16, a lovely brown horse. She could have done with a stack more room than she had at Ballarat. She needed to be out and rolling and swooping. Instead, she was left with a sit sprint run, and that's not her go. But I think Swindon Lass is going to be mighty hard to beat here. 15, 5, 13, 16 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 7, a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here from this event are runners 5, 12, 15, 16, 17 and 20. Check you have Damien Lane on Pepper's Ghost, number 18. Mr. Brightside, 240. Saint of Katowice at $5.50. Unfair Dismissal at $8.50. $10 Livingston Falls. Parisian Dancer, 11 and Alphaville is a $14 chance, Harry.
I thought that this was probably the toughest race of the day, Brennan. Could Alphaville be a bit of value? I'm thinking so. First up run was solid. We know he's best over the mile, so tick. Where he gets to in running is key, but I think best efforts from last preparation are right up to this, and you can get, as you said, around $14. Mr. Brightside was an impressive maiden winner last time out. We'll have fans on that effort. He's lightly raced, progressive. I'm not knocking him. I just think there's more depth here. Unfair Dismissal was racing in good order. Looks well-placed. Vibrant Glider had a slow recovery after stepping up to 2,000 metres last time out. He was tracking along nicely prior. Looks well-placed over the mile, going wider in the quaddie. 4, 10, 6, 7.
14, 6 and 7 from Harry. I think Parisian Dance is the each way bet of the day here at number 19. It was very impressive in winning at Ballarat and was picked up only in the shadows by crew classer at Donald the run prior. You'd think she's going to be fitter having her third run back from the break. She was really good on the wet ground at Ballarat with a nice low draw. Ben Allen can have her close to the speed, and I think at $11.320 a place you'll get a good run for your money. Mr. Bright Side was good at Geelong, not sure about the quality of horse that he beat on that occasion. 2, Saint of Katowice, it was a good effort at Cranbourne, can sit close to the speed, which might be advantageous around the lakeside today. And then 7, Vibrant Glider was tracking along nicely before that slow recovery at Caulfield last time out. 19 each way to beat 10, 2 and 7 in race number 7. Race number 8 on the card, the 64 over 1,300 metres. Scratchings here from the second last are runners 9, 13 and 16. Bronze Bar, Mare first up for the price, and Kent Junior team from New Zealand, $2.70 in favourite. Jimenez at $6, $8 Cayman, La Marita at $8, $9 bottom line, Amuse Bar at $10 and Tank is $11.
Yeah, we'll go with Jimenez gets the nod. His two jump out wins leading into this have been rock solid. He was consistent all throughout last prep. maps for the run of the race. I just think the horse gets every chance. Bronze Bar, the New Zealand import, sparks interest. She won on debut overseas, has jumped out nicely, looks progressive, the market's keen on her. Amuse Moi is winning form, won two of his past three in similar grade and gets some weight relief with Lockie Neindorf riding and claiming 2 kilos. La Marita resuming, I thought, was the other key hope. So goes into the quaddie. 4:15.38.
4:15.38 from Harry. I'm agreeing with number four here. Jimenez has had four jump outs in preparation for this. Really raced well last preparation. Was beaten a length and a half in town, carrying 59 kilos on a good surface. Is effective on the wet. And the most recent jump out win I thought was really impressive. I think it can beat number eight, La Marita, another one that's first up. First up for Andrew Payne. Has a good fresh record. Jump out was solid at Sonoma, albeit earlier last month. 15 Bronze Bar was given a solid hit out at a Caulfield jump out recently, and then number 11 Sunset Eagle coming back in grey can get up on the speed. 4, 8, 15 and 11 in race number 8. Race number 9, 1300 metres, 64. Scratchings here are 2, 11, 12 and 14. Celine Gaudre picks up the ride on No Change, number 17. The one to check there, Will Price, on number 16, Wild Savannah as well. Tab fixed odds favourite is Jay Gatsby at $4.20. Frisson at 7 along the Trailblazer. Alice Park, $8.50. More Wanted, $8.50. Comic set at $9.50. So far away.
Jay Gatsby run two very good second placings this prep. First one was behind Hickok, who has subsequent form around I'm Thunderstruck, Tuvalu and Sacred Palace, to name a few. Second up placing was To Rock in the Park, who ran third at the Valley yesterday in a benchmark 70. Ollie sticks with him. I just think he's third up and ready to fire. The best roughie of the race for mine is Wish I Might. She was good last time out in stronger grade. I think best efforts would be competitive, so is over the odds at around $20. Trailblazer and Ellis Park, I thought, were the other two key winning hopes. As such, go into the quaddie. 10, 15, 13, 3.
10, 15, 13, 3 for Harry in the last. I'm with 10 as well. Jay Gatsby looked the winner last time, but you think third up is going to be better suited. More Wanted has been racing well without winning. The draw's in his favour to be able to be up there close to the speed, and we do know he's quite effective in the soft conditions. 4, Frisson, I thought, was good at Cranbourne. He did have the run of the race and had plenty go his way, but he still had to go on and do it, and I thought he did it well. And then 15, Wish I Might. Is a bit of a back marker, can run on if the track's going to suit that sort of pattern, but does have no weight on her back with the claim for Mel Julius. So 10, 9, 4, 15 for mine in the last race. Big day at Ladbrokes Park Sandown today on the lakeside track. Harry on the soft 7, heavy 9 for the jumpers. Best value quality of the day and play of the day, please.
Well, we only have to wait an hour and 15 minutes to get some cash. Best, race 1, number 5, Social Element. Value, race 3, number 6, just a tribute at around $20. Quaddie, we are going wide today, so get your wallets ready. First leg, 3, 6, 15, 16. Second leg, 2, 4, 6, 7, 10, 11, 19. Third leg, 3, 4, 8, 15. Last leg, 3, 10, 13, 15. Play of the day, we'll have an all-up. Race 5, number 1, Saunter Boy, into race 6, number 15, Swindon Lass.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
Harry White there with his thoughts on the program from Sandown. My best race 6, number 15, Swindon Lass. Value bet race 7, number 19, Parisian Dancer. Play the quaddie, first leg 5, 13, 15, 16, into 2, 7, 10, 19, into 4, 8, 11, 15, into 4, 9, 10, 13, and 15. Play of the day, think the McKenna runners over the jumps. Race 1, number 4, Big Blue, into race 5, number 7, Will John. Will McCarthy might be in for a good day over the obstacles. That's our look at Ladbrokes Park Sandown. Plenty happening in the racing world, also plenty happening in the world of football with fixture changes all over the place. On the other side of this break, Ralphie will be along to bring us up to date with everything in the AFL.